Greetings of peace and strength, dear friends. Peace and blessings and prayers to you wherever you are listening to this from St. Mary's in Laguna Beach. In the Episcopal Church calendar, we are in a space this September and until, I would say, the first week of October in what is an emerging season of creation care. And so I'm going to attempt this new series, inspired by this theme, really maybe talking about creation care, especially the ocean, because Laguna Beach, and especially St. Mary's Episcopal Church, St. Mary's Episcopal Parish in Laguna Beach, is two blocks from Main Beach Laguna. And so we are close to the Pacific Ocean, but also include bits and parts of who I am and what has shaped me, African spirituality, perhaps some history of an African spirituality and the care of the ocean from that perspective, being located here in Laguna Beach. So I think over the next several weeks, this new series around spirituality, history, environmental stewardship will focus on the ocean. I am an Episcopal priest, and so I will touch on Episcopal traditions related to caring for God's creation with an emphasis on the ocean. Explore the rich tapestry of African spiritual practices, beliefs, and histories, and how, especially around the Ubuntu philosophy, and perhaps how African spirituality has influenced perhaps the Episcopal Church and shaped its approach to creation care. So that's an exploration over the next perhaps even six weeks, over the intersection of spirituality, history, and environmental stewardship. So our journey will take us across different authors that I've encountered. And I hope you tune in. And so today, this week's episode is Creation Care and the Sea, perhaps just an introduction in exploring the intersection of spirituality, history, again, and environmental stewardship. So as an Episcopal priest, I've long found that the spiritual realm, I think, can offer profound insight into our understanding and care for the physical world around us, as influenced by St. Augustine and C.S. Lewis. The book of nature tells me what I'm made of. The book of scripture tells me what I'm made for. I think for too long, discussions on spirituality and ecology perhaps have existed in silos. Do we tend to see them as separate areas of study, even though they are inextricably intertwined? I think our spirituality often dictates our attitude towards the environment and vice versa. And so recognizing this link, I think, becomes important for achieving a healthier, more balanced relationship with the very world we inhabit. And so exploring two rich spiritual traditions, the Episcopal Church in which I serve, which is connected to the worldwide Anglican Communion, and African spirituality, I think each offers unique insights into the role of human beings in caring for the earth's natural resources. And so from the Episcopal viewpoint, we'll delve into the concept of creation care in the coming episodes, stewardship of God's creation, and a love for our planetary home as neighbor. Again, I serve as in an Episcopal community in Laguna Beach, Southern California. And so the ocean, a beautiful, thriving marine environment, is an everyday reminder, at least when I'm coming in to St. Mary's of God's, it's a reminder of God's majesty, and yet also faces serious threats, pollution, increases in temperature, so which are crucial for the health of our planet and all its inhabitants. So the focus on the ocean will also guide our exploration of African spirituality. The diverse, rich tapestry of belief systems across the African continent, I think, offers a unique perspective of on environmental stewardship, with many traditions recognizing the deep interconnectedness of all life and the role of humans in maintaining this, or perhaps contributing to helping maintain this delicate balance. I mean, also African spirituality, a broad term that encompasses the myriad indigenous spiritual traditions across the continent. And so we'll pay particular attention to the spiritual beliefs surrounding water and the ocean. We'll explore the customs, rituals, and mythologies that underscore the significance of the ocean in African spirituality. Throughout this series, I hope we will share, we'll explore together, we will inquire together, pressing questions. How do our beliefs influence our actions towards the oceans? How can we incorporate spiritual teachings into our efforts to conserve the ocean? How can we draw on the wisdom of spiritual ancestors to guide our path forward? So thank you for joining me on this journey to ponder, to reflect, to ask questions together as we explore what it means to truly care for creation. And so as we prepare to set sail on this journey, our starting point is Laguna Beach, the Pacific Ocean, its majestic waves and abundant marine life, a constant presence in our lives, our proximity as St. Mary's Episcopal Church to the ocean offers an opportunity for introspection. Perhaps how well are we stewarding this precious resource? In the Episcopal tradition, creation care provides a framework for these considerations. At its core, creation care, friends, I think is about love. Love for God, love for neighbor, and love for earth. And it challenges us to view environmental stewardship not as this, I think, optional good deed, but perhaps as a fundamental expression of our faith. Especially considering the ocean covers 70% of our Earth's surface and supports a diverse array of life. What are the vulnerabilities that the ocean faces? And especially as Episcopalians, as persons of faith, I think we believe that every aspect of creation holds inherent worth, as it's an expression of God's creativity and God's love. And so our commitment to caring for creation, including the ocean, is a way, I believe, we honor God and express our gratitude for God's gift. And our exploration will not be limited to the Episcopal tradition alone. As you've heard me share, we will also delve into African spirituality, rituals honoring water, to sacred stories about the ocean's creation. African spirituality, I think, offers a fascinating lens through which to view our relationship with the sea. And so, with the backdrop of the Pacific Ocean, the spiritual teachings of Scripture and the Episcopal Church and the wisdom of African spirituality, I think, what an interesting journey we will take together. And again, our exploration will not merely be an intellectual exercise, but how might it result and how might it invoke actionable steps in our journey of spirituality, our holy hike together as we move around the world hand in hand. Perhaps it's an opportunity. I know it is an opportunity for me to examine afresh my spiritual beliefs and maybe translate them into concrete actions that protect and preserve our precious oceans. So I hope you join me in the coming weeks as we journey into the heart of creation care. I look forward to sharing with you some of my thinkings around this, and I encourage you to actively participate in this exploration. Send me a note, send me a message on this podcast app, and let's perhaps chart a course towards a future where our actions are guided by spiritual wisdom and a deep love for God's creation. Thank you for listening. Thank you for taking this journey with me as we explore afresh. Blessings to you on this day. Blessings to you this week. And I look forward to sharing in this conversation with you. Wherever you find yourself in your journey of faith, know you are most welcome to join us here at St. Mary's at 428 Park Avenue. In Laguna Beach. Stay safe, stay healthy, and God bless you.